News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The National Investigation Agency probing the link of Kashmir-based NGOs with terror funding has found evidence to show that foreign donation from African and European countries was misused by the organizations to support terrorists in the valley. 11 locations were raided by NIA on Wednesday, 9 in Srinagar, 1 in Bandipora and Bengaluru each. Though the FIR registered by NIA last week only names trusts and NGOs instead of specific names, officials told News 18 that the following organizations were under the scanner: Jakat, Falah Insaniyat, JKCS or Jammu and Kashmir Coalition for Civil Society, APDPK or Association of Parents of Disappeared Persons, and Athrot. Several incriminating documents and electronic devices were seized, the NIA said in a statement. Those whose premises were searched include Khurram Parvez, coordinator of the JNK Coalition of Civil Society, his associates Parvez Ahmed Bukhari, Parvez Ahmed Mata and Bangalore-based associate Smita Sheshadri, as well as Parveena Ahengar, chairperson of the Association of Parents of Disappeared Persons. The offices of the NGO Athrot and GK Trust were also searched, the statement added. Senior NIA officials told News 18 these NGOs were not registered, did not have FCRA license, yet they were getting funds from Pakistan, Europe and even countries like Fiji and East Timor. Officials in the agency claimed that the money coming into these NGOs was misused to support cadre of terrorist groups and also to come up with publications that deliberately sowed seeds of discontent against Indian government, portray Indian army as an oppressive military and gloss over human rights violations by terrorists. Officials said that during the searches, incriminating evidence was found from the digital devices of the suspect and evidence indicating the money trail. Crores came into the account of these organizations, yet one individual associated with the NGO said he did not have a bank account, an NIA official involved with the investigation said. Another officer added that evidence has been found against suspect Smita Sheshadri, who works with Bangalore-based tourism NGO Equation. So far, there is nothing to implicate Equation, but Sheshadri's role has been bolstered by the evidence seized during searches. Digital devices have shown incriminating evidence, the officer said. The digital devices are being sent to forensic science laboratories by NIA. The agency has alleged that the journalists and activists raided wielded their pen as a weapon against India. In an unprecedented move, Delhi University Vice Chancellor Yogesh Tyagi was suspended on Wednesday on the orders of President Ramnath Kovind. Pro Vice Chancellor P.C. Joshi would now take over from Tyagi as per rules and regulations of the Delhi University Act 1922. This is for the first time in 98 years of DU's history that a vice chancellor has been suspended. The president, who is the visitor to the university, has also ordered an inquiry against Tyagi over allegations of dereliction of duty and placed him under suspension to ensure that the probe is fair and that he is not able to tamper with material records or coerce the witnesses, a senior official of the Ministry of Education said. Tyagi, whose tenure was scheduled to end on March 2021, has also been accused of lack of commitment and devotion to duty against him. Also, all the orders issued by or with Tyagi's approval during the period of his absence shall stand null and void as per the order issued by the ministry. The move comes amid a power tussle in the Central University. Tyagi has been on leave since July 2, when he was admitted to AIIMS under emergency medical condition. The government had on July 17 given Joshi the charge of VC until Tyagi resumes office. The DU Teachers Association said it had submitted a white paper on the matter in June 2019, while alleging that the Ministry of Education and University Grants Commission were aware of the crisis in the university and were complicit in allowing misgovernance. The ministry's order threw light on the administrative lapses during Tyagi's tenure with regards to flagship schemes, appointment on key posts and flouting of rules of the Delhi University Act 1922, and that several key posts remained vacant during his tenure. It said that Tyagi failed to discharge his duties and responsibilities entrusted on him under the Act. Many statutory and key posts as given under remained vacant during his tenure in spite of regular follow-up by the administrative ministry, read the order. The order said the PVC assists the VC in all academic and administrative matters and during the absence of the VC performs the functions of the VC. However, the post of PVC was lying vacant since 2016 until Professor P.C. Joshi was appointed as PVC in June 2020 after great persuasion by the administrative ministry, it added. And Turkish officials on Wednesday railed against French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo over its cover page cartoon mocking Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and accused the publication of sowing the seeds of hatred and animosity. The cartoon could further heighten tensions between Turkey and France over French President Emmanuel Macron's firm stance against Islamism following the beheading of a teacher who showed caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad for a class lesson on free speech. Leaders from around the Muslim world added their criticism of what they see as attacks on Islam in the West, while France vowed not to back away from defending freedom of expression. The cartoons that led to the teacher's death were the same drawings that were at the center of a deadly 2015 extremist attack on Charlie Hebdo's staff. The Prophet Muhammad cartoons upset many in the Muslim world, but it was Erdogan who led the charge against France and questioned Macron's mental state. France then recalled its ambassador to Turkey for consultations, a first in French-Turkish diplomatic relations. We strongly condemn the publication concerning our president of the French magazine, which has no respect to faith, the sacred and values, Erdogan spokesman Ibrahim Kalin wrote on Twitter. The Ankara Chief Prosecutor's Office launched an investigation into Charlie Hebdo managers over the cartoon, Turkey's state-run Anadolu News Agency reported. Insulting the president is a crime in Turkey, punishable by up to 4 years in prison. Turkey's foreign ministry later summoned the French Charge d'Affaires to protest the cartoon and to demand that the French authorities take the necessary political and legal steps against the drawings, which the ministry said exceed the boundaries of freedom of expression, Anadolu reported. Erdogan himself said he had not looked at the drawing and had nothing to say about the dishonorable publication. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.